State player in for Surratt and Murciano on 720 WGN. You know, in Chicago, we hold a tradition near, very near and dear to our hearts, and especially when many grew up watching some of WGN's staple of children's programming. In 1953, and I just found this out, Bruce Dumont and I were talking the other day that it was actually 60 years ago this month, so sort of an anniversary, when Frazier Thomas's Garfield Goose and Friends was on WBKB, which eventually became WBBM. He was actually on the local CBS affiliate first before he came over to WGN, the longest-running puppet show on television. And he introduced two crudely produced but most beloved holiday shorts, Susie Snowflake and Frosty the Snowman. And Hard Rock Coco and Joe came years and years later in this whole thing. But these two shorts have been around for nearly six decades. Leslie, you grew up in Chicago, didn't you?
I did.
So you remember these shorts.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course. And, you know, my pal Dean Richards has been kind enough to have me on his show over the years, you know, because I also am on the board for the Broadcast Museum, and he's allowed me to talk about these classic shorts over the years. And these are really something that when people just hear it or see them, they're very crude. You know, my kids watch them, they're not all that excited.
No, it's so sad when you put somebody young in front of them. Now watch this. This is awesome. And you realize, wow, I could probably do that with my, you know, now our smartphones and some cardboard. But
we love them. But
oh, we
love
do.
Them. But, you know, so these were produced actually in 51, not in 53 when they first premiered. But, you know, it was December. It was after Christmas, actually, that Frazier introduced these. But, you know, it was brought to life by, like, these stop-motion animators for Centaur Productions. So they were doing this to promote the records. So the record labels, you know, almost produced a music video back in the 1950s to promote all of these. And then Norma Zimmer, she was Susie's voice, and she just died a couple years ago. She was it was sung by the Norman Luboff Choir, a premier studio group who recorded with people like Frank Sinatra and Harry Belafonte, but Norma Zimmer, I believe, was the champagne lady on the Lawrence Welk show. So that's where you get that that little voice from on that. And then Frosty, which was a little bit more of an animated short, that also premiered in 53 with Garfield Goose. And it was produced by Hill and Range Songs for United Productions of America. And it was comprised of animation veterans with a new approach to cartoons, which they focused a little bit more on contemporary design and stylized movement, which ushered in limited animation that we used to see in the 60s and even the 50s and maybe a little bit of the 70s for like Mr. Magoo and Gerald McBoing-Boing and Dick Tracy cartoons. So it was a little bit limited motion, but it wasn't stop motion animation. So it was
animated, but you saw a lot of the same video looped in those.
Right, right.
So when Frosty starts doing his thumpity thump thump dance.
Yeah.
You realize, wow, I've seen that before. Oh, yeah, about 15 seconds ago.
Right, exactly. But I mean, we grew up with that, and then, you know, we grew up with, you know, all the Charlie Brown and the Peanut specials and so forth. So, I mean, obviously our taste got a little bit more sophisticated over the years, but it's been playing for so many years, which is amazing to me. And about 5-6 years ago, the Broadcast Museum digitally remastered them, and because they were pretty crude at that point, and there were several copies. You know, we had copies and WGN had copies, but I was amazed to know how long it actually took, that process took, to get that done. I spent almost an entire summer, and it was Susie, Frosty, Hard Rock Coco and Joe, and Peter Cottontail. There was actually an Easter one as well. And it literally took 3 weeks, you know, in and out 3 weeks. It wasn't nonstop, but to go through frame by frame, and even though these shorts were only 3-4 minutes long, to go through frame by frame and really clean up everything and all the, you know, the hair or the tick marks that were on there, it was critical. But there was one thing that I noticed the guy that did this for us started to remove was the lines that held up the puppets and so forth. Now, that's part of the short, as far as I'm concerned. That's like damaging history.
Are you saying Susie Snowflake did not know how to fly?
She might not have. Oh, if you look now in HD, And you can do that. You know, Dean hosts Bozo Garn Ray, and he produced it along with WGN Morning News' Jeff Hoover and executive producer George Pappas over at WGN Television. It actually usually airs on Thanksgiving. It's airing Sunday night at 7. You can actually see the digitally remastered shorts on there. But yeah, she was held up by strings. So were Hard Rock Coco and Joe, which is quite tragic. But they're beautiful shorts just the same, and I just want to play a little bit of Susie for you.
Girl and boy, Susie.